Thank you, Honourable Minister. Madam Vice President, I will just deal with a few of the issues raised by Honourable Delegates here. First, I will deal with the one relating to death penalty, which has echoed throughout many interventions that have been made herein. Death penalty, Madam President, while it is still in our statute books, it has rarely been imposed in our courts of law. Even when it is imposed, Madam President, execution of such a sentence, I think I can't remember how many have been executed. It's very rare also. The last execution that was done was in 1994. As at present, Madam President, very recently we had only two people who were sitting on a death sentence. But recently, I may say that execution of a death sentence can only be done once the Court of Appeal has confirmed the same. And only recently, I was saying that only recently that the Court of Appeal has committed one of the sentence that was imposed, the death sentence. Our law states that death sentence shall not be imposed on pregnant women, nursing mothers, and women convicted of causing death of a child. Lesotho do everything to improve living conditions of those sentenced to death, including frequent counseling services which are offered, rights to be visited by relatives, and provisions of 3 meals per day to those who have been convicted and sentenced to death. Lesotho currently, as I indicated, only had two people, and one of them, the sentence has been committed, and only one now is still awaiting the sitting of the Court of Appeal to hear the case, so that the court can determine whether it confirms the same or not. Lesotho Correctional Services provide health and custody services also to inmates on death sentence. There are several safeguards that are put in place to prevent extrajudicial and arbitrary killings. And legislative measures are in place to prohibit the same. Since death penalty is still retained in the Constitution of Lesotho, ratification of the second optional protocol to the ICCPR will depend on the outcome of the national reforms in relation to a death penalty, as that issue will be put to the public to decide whether it should be abolished or not. Regarding torture, Madam President, prohibition of torture and human treatment. Targeted steps towards abolition, adoption of anti-torture legislation have been taken. Currently, Cabinet has approved the drafting of a policy on torture, which will lead to the drafting of a consolidated and comprehensive law in line with Lesotho's obligations to prevent and punish torture. Madam President, the other issue that has echoed throughout relates to the establishment of an independent human rights commission. As indicated in the statement by the Honourable Minister, efforts are now at an advanced stage in the establishment or setting up and operationalizing the human rights commission. The act has been long in place, but what delayed the operationalizing the same was because civic organizations raised an issue that well, was perhaps non-police compliant. That now being taken care of by amending the law so that the act can be regarded, as stated in the statement, as fully Paris principle compliant, and so that it can adopt, as stated in the statement, the A status. And regarding rights of older persons and persons with disability, as said that in the statement, Lesotho ratified the protocol and efforts to adopt the disability bill, which is now in place, are at an advanced stage so that we can domesticate the convention. The Lesotho is fully committed, Madam President, to domesticate the older person protocol. The policy has already been adopted and the bill is at an advance and will soon be drafted. And the last one, Honourable Minister, that I will take so that I can pass on to the, it relates to early child marriage. This also has been stated by various speakers today that efforts should be done to abolish or do away with early marriage. We indicated in the statement that the Children Protection Act and Welfare Act, as well as the Marriage Act 1974, will be aligned so that they both come up with the age at which one can enter your marriage, which is the age of 18. And that also is at an advanced age. Honourable Minister, I will pass on